Hi, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in to Benching in the Kitchen. We are actually on season two, and I just want to be thankful to all the listeners, thankful to Jesus to pushing us to continue, because there have been some battles, some technical difficulties, but yet we push forward. Today, I have the pleasure of having a couple that I researched. I found out about them, and I said, hopefully, they can say yes, and God worked through the channels. They said yes. So love to introduce both of them. Why don't you guys give us your name, please?
Hi, yes, I'm Ed.
I'm Angel.
And we're the Coopers.
Awesome, thank you. And you see, that's symphony. That is symphony in a marriage, and that's what I seek every day, to have symphony with my wife. That when we say our last name, we shout it to the rooftops together.
Yes.
Once again, thank you for saying yes. Every interview that we do, we begin with a verse. I love this verse because every time we discuss it, something new comes out. So I'm going to read it to you guys, and I want to hear from both of you what that means to you, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
This comes from Philippians 2:12, and it says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." When you hear this verse, what's your understanding? What do you get from it? Let us know.
Well, I think the first thing we should realize is that, you know, as friends, you know, working out your own salvation, let's use it as in a gym, for instance. You go to the gym. Why are you going to the gym? You're going to the gym to build your body up, to make yourself better, to become better at what you're doing, to become better or stronger. So when you're building up your faith in your own salvation, you're building that faith that is needed. You know, God, people need to understand that God's word is powerful enough. But when you add a little bit of work into it towards your salvation, the results are going to be tremendous. So it really is about working.
That's beautiful. I love that too. I think it's really the practical, implications of that word is like work out your soul salvation. You know, you've got to do it daily. And we talked about that, I think, at the beginning. It's a day by day thing, you know, and He forgives us every day and we repent every day because for things seen and unseen. So I think our relationship with Christ is just a work in progress every yes. day. But as long as we're intentional about it, he'll honor that.
Hey, amen. That's the love of Jesus, right? When I received it, that's exactly what I thought. It's like every day I got to ask for it. And every day He gives it to us. Thank you for that perspective. It's amazing. Let's get to know you a little bit. Tell me something about you guys. If you guys work or what is your industry that you're in? How long you guys been married? If you have kids, and what church do you attend to?
Okay, well, let's see. I'll start myself. I'm Ed Cooper. I just recently retired. Yeah. I was in law enforcement for close to 30 years. I'm retired as a sheriff. I'm also had military experience, also correctional experience. And my wife and I'll let my wife tell how long we've been married for. But I'm just a recently retired sheriff with three beautiful kids. My son Eddie, Ed Cooper the fourth, he's EJ's 26. My daughter Angela, she's 21, and my daughter Anel, she's 18.
Yay. All right. So I guess it's my turn.
Yes, baby. It's your turn.
So I also have since retired from the school department, and we're early retirees.
Yes.
By the way, we started working early, went to school, Ed went to military. And so we're on a second phase of our life, even before the age of 50, which is really amazing. So Ed and I married very young. I was 21 and Ed was 23.
As a matter of fact, this month will be our 29th wedding anniversary.
Right.
29 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so as Ed mentioned,
That's my daughter's phone there. But go ahead.
And so we have been married, like Ed already mentioned, we married young, and you know, we've had our ups and downs in the journeys of, you know, journey through life. And one of the things that we recognized early on, and whether it's because I'm a PK, a preacher's kid, we knew that Christ would need to be our foundation. Yes. In order to take us through whatever we were about to confront. And 29 years ago, if we had have known what we were going to, what would impact our lives, we may not have endured, but we did because of Christ.
Thank you for sharing that. It's true. Like, mm-hmm. Me and my wife were making Jesus our catalyst before anything.
Yeah.
So falling in love with what Jesus allows us to fall in love again with our brides and our husbands, you know. Well, I mean, not my husband, but you know, my as
yes, I know what you meant.
You know, but it's something I tell her constantly. Is like, I love you differently than I loved you when I wasn't a Christian. Now that I'm a Christian, I love you so much deeply, and I have more appreciation for you deeply than I used to. So I thank you for that, because it motivates me to continue. You know, we've been together for 16 years, and only 4 of them we've been together as Christians. But I look forward to the next 15 years, you know, God willing, to continue to do this and give our kids that foundation. Because I didn't know, I didn't have that. And that's why I was so poorly in life. But now that I have a foundation, I can provide that to my kids. So I thank you for that obedience and that motivation, because I know your kids are going to follow the same thing, knowing that you guys have such a strong foundation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
What church do you guys attend to?
Well, we go to the King's Cathedral, which is located in Providence, Rhode Island. But we've recently relocated to Hampton, Georgia. So, you know,
we're staying connected.
We're staying connected virtually, yes.
But God gave us an assignment since we retired to relocate and pursue that other journey. He opened up doors with the Cooper Chronicles. And so we're moving forward in that area. So we're connected virtually with our home-based church in Providence, Rhode Island, but we've started to connect out here in Georgia with some Christians, and just saying God lead us and direct us, and that he has done so far.
Yes.
Awesome. Amen to that. I appreciate that, those good stories. I'm listening to God as well, and I'm like, wherever you want us to go, we'll do it. And I want to see you.
Yeah, just be obedient. He really does take you wherever, and he provides, and he makes a way. He really does.
He does, definitely. Let's talk about the disciplines. I used to call them routines, but then God put it in my heart. He's like, it's not a routine, it's a discipline. So what is the first thing you guys do when you wake up in the morning?
First thing you do when you wake up in the morning really is to give God thanks. You have to give God thanks. I'll turn over, I say good morning to my wife, and then, you know what, we would really start to pray and give the Lord thanks, because you have to start your day off with a prayer. You know, I believe if you started off with a prayer, your day is, you'll be more than equipped to handle whatever's going to come at you during the day.
You know, it's funny, Ed and I have those mornings, and then we recognize, you know, things happen, phone calls, text messages, right. You know, you have family, and so maybe they'll call you, or maybe they'll send you a message, maybe there's an emergency, and the distraction can come. But what we recognize is, wait a minute, we didn't pray this morning. Oh, we gotta pray, we gotta stop and pray. And I have to tell you, Ed's right, you know, when we realize, wait a minute, we forgot to pray, we gotta go back and let's pray, and God gives us clarity for the rest of the day.
Yes,
indeed he does. I do the same thing. Every morning I'm like, thank you, Lord. Okay. At least that short, I just still want to say thank you no matter what. And if I don't, I put my blankets back on, and I'm like, I'm going to start again.
Yes. Perfect, Lord.
Do you set time apart to read scripture, pray, call others, you know, to check on them, especially right now throughout the day? Do you have a specific time that you set apart for that?
Normally what we have... like on our Facebook page, which is the Cooper Chronicles, Ed and Andrew's the Cooper Chronicles, we would have what's called a Cooper Quickie. In other words, we are checking in with, we're giving a quick
wellness check
to those out there, you know, virtually.
Yeah.
And then we will also call people, you know, some people on the phone or correspond through text message. But yes, we do check on those loved ones and friends. Because, you know, and during this time, there's a lot of people that are going through.
Yeah. And I think it's intentional. When we think about it, we start, especially when you pray, then you open up the the heavens. You become very sensitive to the ear of listening to the voice of God. And especially when you're praying, then God will place people in your life or in your face and say, call this one. Check on this one. And yeah, we try to make it a routine to do so. We really do. And I think being sensitive to that is so important, like you said, in this at this time, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. I can compare it slightly to the following. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but you buy a car that you've never seen. You're like, I've never seen this car. You buy it, and then you're driving it, and all of a sudden, all kinds of cars from the same one that you have appear in the road. You're like, I've never seen them. And I think that's the same thing when you're in tune with the Holy Spirit and Christ, and you wake up in the morning and you think, you open up that road when you're all your senses are opened up. And you start even feeling what people feel.
Yeah.
Yes, that, you know, you gave, that was a great way that you, you know, you spoke about it. Like, you get a certain car and all of a sudden now you see the same car all over the place. What that means is you're being aware. You're aware of what's going on. You're aware of your surroundings. You're aware of also the Lord. You're checking and not checking it, but I would say like tapping into the spirit of those who are around you.
Yeah.
The Lord will give you, you know, you'll be an intercessor for those who may need prayer. But I love the part. It's like tapping in. It's tapping into the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the body of Christ, right? When one hurts, we all know they're hurting.
Yes.
I love those moments. They're kind of scary sometimes, but I love those moments.
Yes.
I can almost feel the passion coming through the computer of scripture from you guys. But what is it about scripture that drives you to be in tune with it, to read it, to absorb it? What is it? How can you explain that?
I'm going to share from the perspective of what I've recognized, how the scripture has transformed our lives. The word of God reminds me of the promise that he has made to his people and to his children. And we realized, I come to this though, and I kind of got upset because it took me a while to recognize this, that he has made promises to us. And if we remember the promises during our difficult moments in life, then we'll remember that the scripture, the word of God, he has given us a way to escape. And so I'm glad now that I recognize it, but I say to myself now that I got to share this with others that fail to remember, because that's what happens when we're going through, we fail to forget,
right?
The promise, like, you know, he promised to take care of us. He promised that the, you know, no weapon will prosper. It may form, but it won't prosper. And so reminding myself now of the promises, and I said to Ed, we've got to remind the people of God, or just the people that are out there, that God wants us to speak the promises of God over our life, and we'll be okay. It doesn't mean that we won't go through anything, but we will be okay.
He's a God, he will not lie.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I was just, as you were speaking, it was reminding me when I was rescued, the promises he gave me, he's still fulfilling them, and there's still more to be fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Isaiah 41:13. You know, I'm going to hold your right hand while you're going through whatever you're going through. It's just going to be easier.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have someone to talk to and someone to let them know how you feel. And then it comes back to you in such a way that you're like, I just want to give it back. I want to let others know. They don't have to stand this alone.
Right.
They're not in it by themselves.
Right. It's so funny. When we did that wellness check, we did it right at the mid right after COVID had began,
right.
And we did this wellness check, and someone had said, thank you for checking in on me. And one of the scriptures we had said was, you know, Philippians 4 and, 13, that, you know, I can do all things
through Christ which strengthens us,
you know. And so it's funny, you have to remind yourself, but that's his promise.
Indeed they are. What is your favorite verse, that go-to verse you're like, this just calls me all the time? I know it's kind of hard because I go by books. Mine is Ephesians. I got brought into and adopted into this family because I read Ephesians. It just gave me purpose and it gave me love that I was looking for in other things.
Right.
Yeah.
But and what is your understanding of that verse?
Which verse was it that you had from Ephesians?
No, I said, what's your favorite verse?
Okay.
We have a favorite verse that we normally use when we're traveling.
Or just at any time,
you know, which is the 121st Psalms. Yeah. You know, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence his help. My help coming from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. You know, that scripture right there has gotten me through, has allowed me to go over, through, and to conquer a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so that right there will be my favorite scripture.
Yeah. It's funny. I think you was, my favorite, but I remember Ephesians 2. When you said Ephesians, I was like, wait a minute, is he going to say the same thing? Like, I was like, okay, Ephesians, what? But Ephesians 6 and 12 or somewhere around there is like, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and rulers of darkness of this world. And the 13th verse always reminds me of like, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. This is my favorite part. And then having done all to stand.
Right. Stand therefore.
That to me reminds me, you got this. God's giving you everything you need.
Yes.
Don't give up. And you do. You have to talk to yourself like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful verse because especially right now with everything that's going on, we have to strengthen ourselves because we know that it's about entities, right? The fights against entities, not people. And I keep telling friends of mine, it's you're fighting a person and you're not going to win. You have to call God and help him because they need help. You know, they're making these mistakes. They're saying these horrible things, but yet we have to make a fight against entities, not against that exact person because they're just being used. And, you know, they need Jesus just as us. You know, and they needed possibly a little bit more than us, but we're just as broken as them, and we need to give them grace and mercy. Thank you for sharing those verses.
Thank you.
What else are you guys feeding your soul right now besides Bible? Is there any books, devotionals, movies, music, and why?
Well, you know what? We love listening to music. My wife's a praise and worship leader. She sings amazingly. You know, she's been singing for a little bit, and you know, the way the Lord uses her voice, it is amazing. As far as other ways of devotional, you know, sometimes it takes just a little bit of time just to get by yourself and just listen and wait and hear what God has to say to you. You know, sometimes we're in a, like it's been said sometimes, that we are in a microwave society. In other words, we want everything right away. It has to be fast. But sometimes we have to just really sit down and listen to what the Lord is going to say.
Right. Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome.
Shout out for singing and worship leading. But Ed is...
She's my favorite singer.
Thank you.
I should say.
And, you know... I was thinking, you know, I also sang with my sisters in a gospel group, and one of his things was he was our security and protector, and
yes,
we call husband manager together. And so he was always looking out for the best interest of me and the group. And so I appreciate, thank you. I wanted to give you a shout out.
Welcome.
Even though he worked in law enforcement in the secular and public, you know, works, but he also did that for his family and
yes,
for the group. But As far as material reading, we do coaching, and I had been reading. Ed and I both are life coaches, and Ed and I had been. I started this book called Identity, Discover Who You Are and Live a Life of Purpose by Bishop Jakes. And, you know, sometimes we forget who God, you know, who we are. We've been, uniquely made and created for His purpose. But we also get consumed in, you know, our personal struggles. And so that has been an interesting read for me. Especially when you're coaching and leading people, you want to make sure that, you know, you're doing God's work and not just
right.
your way. But that's a book that we had been reading, and, you know, Identity is the title of that.
Thank you. I'll add that to the list of reading. I also love to read. And every time I ask this question, someone brings me a new book. I'm like, cool. It's on my queue. I'll get to it. But it sounds amazing. Right now, I'm reading a book called Prayer Warrior.
Okay.
And the funny story is that I picked it up by mistake. I'm going to school to be a biblical counselor. And I had to buy a book on Amazon. And I bought the wrong one. So when I returned it, instead of returning it, I ended up buying another book. And that was Prayer Warrior. And the emphasis of this book is when you say you're going to pray for somebody, you have to do it.
Yeah.
That's the entire book. Don't walk away from that. Just say, I'm going to pray for you. Okay, let's pray. You know, don't say, I'm going to pray for you tonight because we're going to forget. So, you know, I share that with you in case you're interested in that book. It's available through Amazon. And it's a really small book, about 40, 50 pages. But it has so much wisdom when it comes to prayer.
Thank you for sharing that. We're definitely going to get it because we also do on our social media platform, we do prayer on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
And it's interesting that one of the things God has also with coaching is allowed people to become prayer partners with us.
Right.
So that we would pray for them. And that is one of our things that we stick by. If someone says, please pray for me, it doesn't matter where we are. We stop and we immediately pray.
Prayer travels abroad.
And so we don't wait. We don't walk out of the store.
Come on, I'll get you right after I pick up my eggs.
We're gonna pray
while we're in the car, while we're walking down the aisle. Lord, you just take care of this situation.
Yeah, and you know, the sincere one of the things are, you know, my dad was our pastor for years before he passed away, and then we ended up going to another ministry. But, you know, he would say the sincere desire of the heart is the prayer. And so what your heart feels, you pour that out. And people used to get confused with prayer. Like, what do I say? Right. How do I pray? I don't have the famous or the big words. I'm not this big famous preacher. No, it's speak. It's communicating with God.
That's
so we don't scream it in the market. We don't, you know, we're not disorderly, you know, but we do say the prayer and we say it immediately.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Thank you for that. Because sometimes I lack from that, and that's why I'm reading this book and I'm taking it seriously, because it's important, right? It's we have to do it. It's now in my DNA. God put it in my DNA. Now I have to fulfill it.
There you go.
Yeah.
What does the end of your day look like? What is the last thing you guys do before you go to sleep?
Wow.
Well, usually it's like we review for what's going to happen the next day.
Right. Depending if we have the prayer on a Wednesday, Tuesday night, we're preparing, or if we're on our Cooper Chronicles website on the webpage on Facebook, we're usually preparing what we're going to say, you know, what quote or what scripture we may put up for the day. Or we have a segment which is called Walk and Talk, Walk, Talk, and Word. In other words, we're walking, we're talking, and we're giving out a word. So the day is usually preparation.
It's usually the preparation for the next day. Okay, what is it that, you know, we still have family back in Providence in Rhode Island. So we kind of reflect on what our schedule looks like there. And then what did we do? What didn't we do today?
Sure.
What didn't we accomplish? You know, because we're still in the world and we still have to, you know, live and pay bills and make sure your business is thriving. And, you know, we go over the schedule, and then, you know, of course we end it with a prayer, like, Lord, take us through tomorrow and we'll start again, a new beginning. And, you know, it's interesting how those days go by, the hours of the day goes by so fast.
Yes.
And then you say, Lord, we weren't able to, you know, finish up everything. And then there are days that you could say, we did everything you wanted us to do.
We completed the task that you have given us.
And then either maybe I'll make a cup of tea and then I'll try to relax, or, you know, try to do.
Or what we will do is write about some of the items we're going to put into our next book.
Yeah.
So it's a process, but it's all about preparation.
Yeah. Thanks for asking that question. That was really interesting. A little insight. That's really like it's true. You got family, you have children, yeah.
Yes.
You know, business, and you do. You want to make sure. We love order. We understand what that looks like, and so, you know, we prepare, you know, our day, and we usually try to start it off with a workout at least 4 times a week.
Right.
And so yeah, it's like, okay, we're sticking to a routine and we're eating healthier, and then we're looking at what the day's going to look like for the business. Like, Lord, lead us, guide us.
That's it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so cool hearing you guys. There's so much synergy between both of you. It's motivating. You know, I tell people that one of my major things, and the reason why I'm going, you know, to school and so passionate about podcasting, is because I believe in mentorship.
Yes.
But I also believe in couples mentorship. So we should have a Paul to Timothy and a Timothy to Paul in our lives. And we should also have couples that, because we're not perfect, you know, we all fall, we're all gonna have, you know, come short of some things. But when we have couples that we can relate to one another, a couple that's older than ours, you know, a couple that's younger than us that we can pour into, and someone that can pour into us, it's just so cool. And I'm being fed right now by the love that you have for your wife, the way you speak to your wife, the way your wife speaks of you. It's only because you guys have the same catalyst, which is Jesus. It can only be accomplished through that. So I appreciate that, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And it's interesting you should say that. We have mentors as well.
I
don't think anyone is ever too old or too young
to have a mentor.
No.
And we have multiple mentors. And it's funny that you said that. We have a couple.
Our mentor, the couple that mentors us is a couple.
Yeah, and it helps us. And, you know, we didn't get to this place. You don't arrive to, you know, a place of, you know, we're still thriving to become whatever God wants us to be.
That's
right?
True.
But we don't get here by yourself. You don't get there by yourself. And when you get that concept that Christ has others that have gone before you and that have either endured or is going through, and they can give you scripture, they can give you inspiration. It's important. We can't do this. You cannot walk this walk by yourself. Definitely.
No, you can't. These three next questions, I call them the tantaran questions.
The tantaran questions. That's really funny. I like that.
You know, what is one area that you guys are currently surrendering to the Lord, or you seeking to surrender to the Lord, and why?
Okay.
You want to take that one?
Yeah,
I'll jump in with you.
I will say, for me, I'm going to speak from my perspective. The area that I'm surrendering is my will for whatever that may look like.
You can't take that, because I was going to say that.
Oh, you were too? See? Oh my goodness. And so I'll say, with the move, we've never left Rhode Island.
I have
been there since I was born and I was raised. And when God instantly said, you know, it is time to move. And my daughter was accepted in a college here in Georgia at Clark Atlanta. The Lord was like, I need you to go there. And we actually was going to go someplace else at first.
Yes.
Not
the
knowing.
Lord changed up the plans.
So, like, right? And so my will is something that I have surrendered to God. I'm learning every day. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to say it? And it goes back to even what we said. Someone says, pray for me. We're going to pray. Do you believe? Ask them, do they believe, in what area? And so my will is the thing. And I think, because I'll just say this and I won't go on any further. further, but I think because it's like that area where I struggle at, because I knew I like to be organized. I like to be structured. And sometimes he'll say, out of the blue, do something that I hadn't planned on.
Right.
And so that's my will. That's what I'm.
And if I was going to say for my will, it really is to be open to God's word, to understand and listen to what he says or he's asking for me to do. Because I found out that as I listen, when I listen to what the Lord has told me what to do, things seem to fall into place. My wife alluded earlier that we were supposed to go somewhere else. And it is, I can tell you one thing, the Lord is a comedian. I'm like, Lord, I was, this is where I wanted to go. But no, this is where you have to go. You know, in other words, you have an assignment. He has given us an assignment, and your assignment is not where you thought you were going. Your assignment is where I am sending you. So being open to his will is what's most important.
Yeah, he does have a sense of humor.
He does. Yeah.
When I began the idea of podcasting, I said, well, I can definitely put a microphone and I can spew out some words. And of course I did, but it was all about me. And then I tried and it just didn't work out. Then God's like, it's just, that's not the way I ask you. But go ahead, do it. Go ahead and knock yourself out. And then, you know, I bumped my head into a wall and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to, you know?
So, right.
I get it. Now, how important is community to you guys?
Wow. Community is very important. You know, community is those that are around you. Even some of your family is like your community. You know, if you have a strong community, you are able to accomplish a lot. You know, when there's disarray or your community is not strong, you know, it seems just a little bit harder to get those things that need to be done accomplished. So, you know, community is important. You know, we heard the term, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, community, that's your village. You know, that means everyone's putting an effort, everyone's assisting, everyone is helping. So it makes the burden for those who may not be where you are or whatever status that you may be at, it makes the burden a little bit lighter where they can go through. And, you know, and be able to accomplish what they need to get done. So it's all about community.
Yeah. I think we started to take in even more. It became difficult, not difficult, but it was like, Lord, you're uprooting us from one place. And now we have to build community again. And yeah. Sometimes, you know, you could be at a, people could be in fear of doing that.
Yes.
And, I was the type of person that, you know, normally, and I'm outgoing and everything. But to start over, it can be fearful. But God said, this is what I want you to do. And so we started to immediately like say, all right, God, where do you want us to go? How do you want us to connect?
Yes.
And you can't do it by yourself. You really can't. And wherever that might be, your business, like our business, the Cooper Chronicles is out here. And we started to build a community in this part of the state. And it's exciting when you release. You know, you say, you're right, God, I'll release the hold and I'll let go and I'll let God do.
Yes.
He does. He'll show up. And then community will also help you to become accountable to the things that you say.
That is so true.
You know, if we're on a healthy journey. So now, you know,
you can't be online saying, you know, eat this, eat your veggies. And then they see you eating a hamburger.
So
you know, can I say that? That's happened to us before, like a while ago. We were trying to work out, and so you know, we put a good day in. We worked out hard, and so we decided, you know what, we're gonna treat ourselves. So we go to the store. We picked up Haagen-Dazs ice cream, and lo and behold, guess who walks in?
Our trainer.
Oh, that is accountability at its best, right?
It really is.
Yes, we are accountable for our actions.
But you see, that's how amazing things are, right? That God knows our hearts. Yeah. And he's like, all right, you gotta go that way. All right, here, let me send somebody to check up on you. And just happen to be, like, what are the odds that your trainer will just show up? I mean, there should be many, many other stores you could walk into, right? But you have to walk exactly. into that store and then run into you. That's because it's got to be accountability.
And, right. and you can't hide the Häagen-Dazs. You can't put it in your pocket.
No. And now you just sit there and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, we were like, it is what it is. And it does. It was so exciting. It was funny.
Don't worry, you'll work that off tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what he said too. Don't worry about it.
We'll pay for tomorrow, right?
Yes.
I want to give you guys time to tell us more about the Cooper Chronicles. I definitely want to learn more about it. So whatever you want to share with our audience, how can they get in contact with you? You know, anything you want to share about that, let us know. And, you know, this is your moment. Please, you know, tell us.
Well, we want you to stay connected with us. The Cooper Chronicles can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at The Ed and Angel, The Cooper Chronicles. And there on that platform, on those platforms, what we do is we talk candidly. We're very transparent about our relationship.
Yes.
With building the family, building community, and building, more worth within the relationship, understanding yes. that there's work involved. And we recognize that. That's why we wrote the book on Love is Worth the Work. And it's designed for marriages and individuals, those that are seeking to be in a relationship. What we do is we challenge you while you read the book to bring your pen, have your pen in hand, and you can write some of the...
It's very interactive.
It is very interactive. We want you to write down some of the things maybe you want to build in your own self. And it's a self-love, you know, approach. We want you to love yourself, know yes. that God loves you. And because he loves you, he wants the best for you.
That is so true.
So we love that we come on. We have different segments. Like now we're doing the walk and talk and word with the Coopers. We'll come on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Then we have the Cooper Chronicle, the Cooper Quickie. We'll come in now. We'll do a wellness
pop
check.
We'll just pop in, do a wellness check. But also people can reach us on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel,
yeah.
you know, Ed and Angel, the Cooper Chronicle. There's plenty of videos up there of some segments that we have done, some walk and talk segments that we did on Facebook. We also upload them to our YouTube channel. And you'll get to see the family and, you know, basically who we really are.
And we talk, we're very transparent because we feel like sometimes, you know, marriages are under attack. It's not really popular. Yes. They, you know, people say don't want to do that because maybe my parents didn't make it, or maybe I don't know what that looks like. And it's right. not a healthy visual. And we want to make it where you see that. Yeah, marriages have issues, just like right. businesses have issues. But it's how you handle it and yes. what you're doing to help you make it through. And we usually use the Bible as our foundation, prayer as our rock, and Christ as our guide. And we yes. want people to realize that you can survive.
Yes, and also you can go to Ed and Angel, the Cooper Chronicles.com. That's our website. Yeah. Please interact with us, share the page, have other people join on. You know, you can email us, you can contact us on our website. And so we would love to get, you know, social with everyone with and speak to everyone.
Yeah, and so we're certified life coaches. We'll yes. be starting sessions where if you want sessions pertaining to whatever it is in life, we will coach you in those areas.
Yes.
Biblically based scripture, practical points we'll be issuing and giving to you. And we're just excited yes. about what God is doing for us right now.
I'm the funny guy. I may say some funny things in there, so you know, just be aware of that.
We love humor. And if you're yes. okay with humor, then
it's all right.
You know what? You'll be fine.
We're definitely going to get along because I definitely love humor.
Great.
You got to laugh at some of the things that happen in this world. Some of the things that are not happening in this world, you just got to have a sense of humor about it, because if not, it's going to make you bitter. I did check out your social media, and I sent you, you know, a request to follow you and all the social media. You guys are a good looking couple.
Well, thank you. You know, we try. You know, it's real hard. You know, we try.
It takes a lot to keep that, right? I know. I feel
yes, yeah. See, you understand.
it's from the few things that I saw, you guys are doing amazing work, and it's his work, right? I heard this thing, the pastor wrote it down, but he wrote down in capital letters HIS and then in lowercase TORY. So it's his story.
Yeah, right.
I just love that. So I tell people all the time, we're part of his story, you know, not his story.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that. All the links to your social media will be added onto this podcast on the comments section, so people can link in and you know, get to know you guys, and hopefully God does some amazing work through them. You know, if we cast the net and we get one fish, that's fine. You know, that is completely fine. If we cast 1,000, that is even better. That's okay. Whatever God wants. You know, we're getting to the last few things of this podcast. But I would love for you guys to leave something behind for the listeners. Any wisdom, any requests, anything that you love that's on your heart that the Holy Spirit is telling you guys, please say this on my behalf.
Yes. One thing I would like to say is for people to remember, know your worth. You are worth more. You know, sometimes we devalue ourselves and thinking that we're not worth what needs to be, you know, like, in other words, society will make us feel that way. Feel as though like we don't fit in, you know, because you're a Christian, an older Christian, a younger Christian. We don't fit in. I think my headphone just dropped there, but that's okay. But I want you to realize that, you know what? Listen, know your worth. You're valuable.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get that?
Did you get that, Pablo?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Okay, because my ear fell out.
No worries. I got it perfectly clear.
Nice. Oh, good. Great. Thank you.
I was going to say something, and I am still going to say it. I said,
say
Lord,
it,
what should you, what do you want us to say? And that is, you know what, some of us feel like Ed said, and it's so interesting, that we are not worthy of what God has to offer us because of what maybe we, our history, right, of our parents, and they didn't know, and you didn't know.
Yes.
And then he told me to share this, that you may have made a mistake, but you are not a mistake.
There you go.
And he loves every part of you, everything that you felt like you couldn't do, he'll allow you to do through him. And if we walk upright and if we follow his commandments and just really put our hand in his hand, he'll take us through. So know that you may have made a mistake, but you're not a mistake. And God loves you still. Like he said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
He gave
his only son for us.
Amen to that verse. Amen. Now, the last thing I would love for you guys to do is to close us out in prayer.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Well, we're going to close out in prayer. Father, we just thank you for those who may be listening to this podcast. We ask that you just touch their families, touch their hearts, their minds. Allow them to see and understand that you are the only way. Lord, with you in our lives, we are able to accomplish many things. And Father, we thank you. Most of all, we ask that you bless the host of this show. Allow his endeavors to be manifested and magnified, so that many people all over the world will be able to see and understand, not only through his show and his venue, but through others, that you are the true King. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we got to the end of the episode. Thank you so much. I enjoy this time. So much love and passion for me to get motivated to continue to push through. Anything else you guys want to say or?
Oh, well, if you want to purchase the book, you can go to Amazon.com, where you can just type in
Love
is Worth the Work and the Cooper Chronicles. You'll see the picture of myself and my wife on the cover. So you'll see us. We're looking kind of dapper. Also, if you want it in audio, well, in ebook, you can also go to ebook. It's on Target. It's on Barnes & Noble, Walmart. So you can put in Love is Worth the Work, and then you'll see it and then download it. Hopefully, it will be a blessing for you and your family and your relationship.
And one of the things we always say when we get ready to close out is that you're worth the work.
Your family's worth the work.
Your community is worth the work.
And love is worth the work.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the listeners. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Pablo.